It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Homicide in Charlotte is on the rise. There were 12 reported homicides at this time last year. In 2017, there have already been 27, with two being reported yesterday. CMPD Chief Kurt Putney says his department is doing what it can to combat the problem.
We're in the hot spots across the city. We're seizing guns. We're trying to take those illegal guns off the street. We're focusing on those repeat offenders. We're also looking at some of the suspects who are escalating their violence. If I go from pointing a gun at you to shooting at a house to shooting at a car, it's not illogical that you might shoot a person.
That was Putney talking last week. Since he made that statement, at least five people have been killed in Charlotte. WFAE is tracking Charlotte's homicides and remembering the victims through an interactive timeline on our website. WFAE Sarah D'Elia joins me now to talk about that. So, Sarah, what sparked the idea to keep track of this data?
Well, with so many homicides coming in at this fairly steady pace, it's easy to be overwhelmed by all this information and forget that these aren't just numbers, these are people. And in the WFAE newsroom, we get press releases from CMPD about homicides that occur, and it felt like we were just getting more and more. And when we took the time to look at the numbers, it turned out that there was this increase. So we want to keep track of these homicides in the form of a timeline that's going to live on our website at WFAE.org and provide information on who this person was, their race, their age, a picture of them if we can find it, and information on how and when they died. This visual is hopefully going to serve as a tool to show people how frequently this is happening and also to humanize the victims.
Well, let's talk about the who for a second. Who are these people that are being killed?
Mostly they're black males. The age range is really diverse. You have someone like Walter Scott Jr. He was a white 65-year-old male who was shot and killed while delivering newspapers for the Charlotte Observer. You have Tashad Brown, a black 18-year-old male who was found shot to death behind Allensbrook Elementary School. And then there was a 3-month-old who also died. And there are some folks on the list that CMPD provided to WFAE who just don't have a lot of public information readily available on them.
How are we collecting this data?
We are going through these CMPD press releases, verifying people's race and identities through voting records, if that's available, reading obituaries, checking out social media accounts, and then we'll be checking in frequently with CMPD.
We heard Chief Putney at the beginning of this segment talking about the increase in homicides, and he says officers are in the hot spots across the city. But what else are police doing?
Well, he also said that staying engaged with members of the community is really important, and that's going to be key in how they tackle this increase in homicides.
Our mission is to prevent that next crime. So we're trying to get out in these areas, build relationships, and divert a lot of our people from, we think, a sequence of events that lead to tragic consequences like we're talking about right now today.
There have been a couple of officer-involved shootings that resulted in death. Do those count in this homicide list?
No, they don't. CMPD said they're not going to be counting the deaths of Josue Diaz and Iroslav Mosic within the broad list of these homicides. Both cases were labeled as justified, although checking in with the district attorney, both of these cases are still under review. We are starting a second timeline for officer-involved shootings that result in death, and we'll be keeping track of those as well on our website. One thing to note about these timelines is that they are these sort of living, breathing things that are going to be changing and updated constantly. If we find out more information, like a photo of someone or someone's race, we're going to be adding that. Sometimes a person's information on something really basic, like their birthday, is different on a press release than it is on their obituary. And we want to get that kind of information correct and up as soon as possible. So if you see someone on the timeline that you know, it's a friend, it's a relative, feel free to email me at sdelia, that's S-D-E-L-I-A, at WFAE.org. Make sure it's a verifiable photo. We're going to be fact-checking any information that's sent to us and any photos that are sent to us, and we'll get that information up.
WFAE Sarah D'Elia, thanks.
Thanks, Marshall.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.